sharing interpretations of the human condition and the love of music with lyrical power and determination is the artistry of Joanne Rand, our guest on this edition of Radio Curious. Currently based in Arcata, California, after growing up in Georgia and studying art, her passion as a singer and songwriter gripped her and has shaped her life since. I met Joanne Rand at a house concert here in Ukiah soon after she released her 10th CD album, Snake Oil and Hummingbirds. We visited in the Radio Curious studios on March 29, 2010, and began our conversation with recollections of her early childhood memories and how they shaped the woman she is now.
Well, one of my earliest memories is my mother at night when she tucked me in. We would do two things together. She would sing to me in this beautiful, husky, deep voice. She'd sing lullabies and she'd sing these kind of show tunes. And I just loved her voice. I still do. And we would massage each other. We'd give each other back rubs. And I am now a massage therapist and a singer.
Can you share with us some of those songs from that era that your mother would sing?
She would sing songs like, "When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dreams."
So where did the music from your mother and the other music you heard as a young girl in Georgia take you? What was the path that you followed to where you are now?
Well, she was an artist, and my father earned the money as the doctor. So I guess I got handed this message that, you know, they sent me to art school in Chicago, and I became the artiste, you know, and it was privileged. And then I went out into the world to make my own way and was following this career path and met a fellow who convinced me to drop off the page and live outside of the box. And I quit my last serious job and began making a living as a singer-songwriter. I'd always been a closet musician before that, but he convinced me that I should get out there and do it, start performing.
Are there songs that convinced you that you could sing for us?
I wrote my first song when I was 16. I could play you that.
Would you please?
Sure, let's see. "Well, the view of the Indian mountains looks so strong from here, looks so blue. So I tried to sing it some justice, like the Indians do, like they do. There's a feeling to this land, a feeling to this land, and it can't be said with tongues, no, it can't be caught in song. So I
Can you tell us the background?
My parents, when I was 15, moved out of Atlanta and up to the Appalachian Mountains, and they built a house on the side of a mountain, and you could sit on the porch and look across the valley at the Blue Ridge Mountains And that's where I was sitting when I wrote that song. So I've always felt a really deep connection with the land, wild land, the force of nature. And it's always fed me. And with the Native American tribes. I don't know why, I just have deep connection.
So when you travel and you perform, I suspect that you pretty much choose the order of the songs that you present for an evening or an afternoon.
I don't make the roadmap. I just let it lead me as I go.
Is there a theme that you find you follow? Are there some songs that you repeat? Or does the general collection of songs change from event to event?
It's a palette of colors, and I keep a certain palette of colors in stock, you know, gathering of songs that are rehearsed. And I go in to a group and I read the audience. It's kind of like going in to give a massage. You listen to the person's body, you put your hands on their body, and you receive the message of what they need. And that's the same thing when you go into a group of people. You obviously have to go in with the first few songs, or maybe just the first song, figured out what you're going to play. But you figure that out when you're looking at the people, looking in their eyes, and you're feeling what they need, what's in order for the evening. And then you let the spirit guide you. That's what I do. And there are many different themes. So it's like a river rafting journey. You follow the river.
Do you have favorite colors that you keep your eyes open for?
Well, there's the color of transformation, the color of open being. I think really what it is I write a lot of these songs when I'm trying to still myself. I mean, it's almost like I'm a Zen Buddhist meditation in writing songs. In fact, one of the major forces in my life was a Zen Buddhist priest, a Japanese man named Koban Otagawa. And my friend went up to Koban and he said, "Why don't you twist Joanne's arm and teach her how to sit?" And he said, "Maybe she doesn't need to sit." And for me, my sitting has been the muse, channeling the music, and it's a meditation. And so I think that's what I'm offering to the people that hear it, is it's like a lullaby to the universe. It's like calming us or stirring us, but it's a vibrational healing is what it is. And so I would say it's about dispelling fear, and it's about invoking and inviting a sense of being open and letting love come through you. So that's really the whole point.
Having said that, is there a song that follows?
Yes, I think so. I was living in the wilderness with that man that had convinced me to quit my last day job. We lived on the Smith River in Northern California. You had to canoe and hike a mile in. We lived there for 6 years, and that's where this song came out. I love it how I love this place. I love it how I love this place. I love it how I love this happy place. This healing place. I love it how I love this peaceful place. This place that sings. My happy home, my happy home. My happy home, my happy, my happy home. Oh, 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 ooh, oh, oh, oh.
The place that you walk to on the Smith River, pretty close to Oregon in Del Norte County of California.
That's right.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we're visiting with Joanne Rand here in our studios in Ukiah, California. I'm Barry Vogel. Joanne, a couple of days ago when I had that good fortune of hearing you sang a Robert Burns poem.
Oh, yes.
That I wonder if you could sing for us now.
Sure.
My love is like a red, red rose.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly sung in tune. So fare thou, my only love, so deep in love and my, and I shall love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. Oh, I shall love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. So fare thee well, my only love. So fare thee well, and I shall come again, my love, though 'twere 10,000 miles. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly sung in tune.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm particularly favored by a cappella. And I'm wondering if there's another that's a favorite of yours.
Yes. What was it? Oh, gosh. You know, I'll try and remember this one. It's an old one.
I would leave if I could go live on some other star. Only visit now and then, checking up on who we are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, and how much longer we'll be here in this flat land so dear. I would leave if I could find myself some other place. Would that I had not been born unto this dangerous race. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Send me down a strand of hair that I may climb up there.
What's the background on that song?
I think that's not the whole song, but that's enough of it. I think the idea is that we've screwed up here on planet Earth. And I want out. That's where I was coming from at the time.
Well, Joanne, you also teach songwriting.
Yes.
What is the thread or the skill that you try and impart? I have my own ideas, but I'm curious as to yours.
It's like therapy, really. You're teaching your student to discover themselves and what's true, and to be as transparent as possible, and to let as little filtering go on as possible. It's a teaching someone to plumb their own depths and come forth with a landscape that is navigable because it has landmarks It has regularity, and it has change, and a good balance of repetition and change. Repetition makes us feel secure, like we can trust to surrender to the experience of listening to the song, because we have our bearings. There are some things that we recognize. There's some familiarity. And change keeps us from being bored. It keeps us hooked in, keeps us drawn on, drawn forth. And you reach at some point about 2/3 of the way through, which is the golden mean, you reach some kind of a peak experience where the action happens, where the whole point of the thing comes forth, where you, at some point, you want to distill what it is you're trying to say with your song and spell it out simply. And then you come back, and at the end of the song, a lot of times I'll bring the person, you'll kind of want to come full circle at the end. You ground them again at the end of the song. The other choice is you can jet them off into the ethers at the end. So
if someone were to begin writing a song, what would be the launching point?
Well, there are many ways to go about it, but if you have something you've written, some words you've written, and a lot of times I will walk or be bicycling or doing something with a rhythm to it so that you can say these words and you say them again and again, and they fall into a meter and into a rhyme if you so choose. And then you take the spoken word and weigh the sentence, the cadence of the sentence, and you exaggerate it until it becomes melody. And so you want to make the melody of the song follow the natural cadence of the sentence, and you want to make the meter follow the natural accents of the words in a conversation, you know, as if you're speaking these words that mean so much to you.
In the therapy of unmitigated emotions, where do you suggest people begin? How do you find those tender points? Or how do you suggest to people that they touch the tender points?
Well, for me, a lot of times the song is a mantra or a prayer, so I find a particular phrase that I need to say as an affirmation, or a phrase that I need to say to express frustration, or a phrase, and find that, and you can build the song around that.
Are there songs that you're currently working on that are cooking in your mind and in your fingers and in your guitar?
Well, there's one I just am polishing that I'm just finishing. I could send you that.
Please.
Yeah. And this one was interesting because I was visiting my parents. They're in their 80s, and I had a week on my own with my parents without my 10-year-old child, without my husband, without the dogs, without my sisters. I'd write every day, and I'd bring what I'd written that day to my mother, and she's a poet. She's been many things. Right now, she's a poet. And she would critique it, and she'd give me ideas. And so, like, I came up with 3 completely different poems during the course of that visit, and so I had become obsessed with astronomy that week. I brought them this gigantic book with photos of from Chandra Observatory of our galaxy and beyond, and all the way to the event horizon, which from what, you know, the light won't penetrate beyond. And every night I'd read that book and I'd go deeper and deeper into space, and just became amazed at how some of the planets' personalities are similar to human personalities. There's the psychology behind this entity, this being that makes up a planet, and it responds to other planets and creates a personality that is partially a result of the other planets. And I thought about me and my sisters and how we affect one another. Anyway, so this song came out. It's called The Moons of Jupiter. Thank you.
Woman is a planet alone in space, tortured by the sun and full of grace. Woman is a planet all her own, surrounded by the tides in which she's sown. Woman is a planet compelled by the gravity of those she's nigh. Intuition draws her on into surrounding, resounding song. Could be a galaxy, could be a sun, could be a memory of where we're from. But looking down from space into her swollen clouds, see God's thumbprint swirled into her furrowed brow.
The moons of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joanne Rand, thank you for being with us on Radio Curious. And I've got a lot more questions. One of them is, what would you like to do with the remainder of your one precious life?
Love.
Sounds like you do it with your music.
In whatever form, with my child snuggling at night or climbing a mountain and looking out or writing a song or touching someone, being touched.
A eureka moment or an aha moment that you've experienced.
Well, I guess giving birth to my daughter has been probably the most, because I thought I was dying. I mean, I didn't use any painkillers, and I was channeling the Mayan, you know, those Mayan sculptures of the gods and goddesses with those grimacing faces and elephants stampeding, that just the force, the will, the strength to live. So that was probably my eureka moment. And then seeing her face.
And that was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Where is she now?
She's waiting for me at home. I'd better get on the road.
Well, before you go, two questions. One, can you tell us of an interesting book that you read lately?
The book on astronomy. It was incredible just to see those photos of galaxies, all the different galaxies and the nebula, and to understand what's going on, you know, as much as we know, that is, what's going on out there. And to really understand how we could just be part of an atom spinning out in some larger being. And there could be galaxies within us. I mean, it's just, and it's mind-boggling. But the one thing that is important is we are not insignificant. We're just as significant as any part of it. So.
And finally, Joanne Rand, do you have one closing song?
Sure. Probably this one. Some of my best moments have been when my heart gets busted wide open. Rolling and rolling and finding our center, the broken open hearts. Rolling
rolling and finding our center, the broken open hearts. Broken, open, open hearts. Rolling and rolling and finding our center, the broken open hearts. Rolling and rolling and finding our center, the broken open hearts. Broken open, open hearts.
Well, Joanne Rand, seeing the determination in your face when I saw you sing at a house concert last week is why I wanted you to come visit us here at Radio Curious. And I see it again, and I thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I like thinking of that as determination. My daughter keeps telling me I need to learn how to smile and keep my eyes open when I sing.
Oh, you do?
Do I?
You do, yeah. But you also, I see the determination and the strength in your words.
Mm. Well, thanks.
And I hear them.
Well, as my mother says, you have to let yourself step out of the way for the thing to take place. So I would encourage that in all of us.
And as you know, or I believe suspect, you're your mother's daughter. You're not her.
Mm.
And your daughter is not you. Thanks for being with us on Radio Curious.
That leaves me with some food for thought. Thank you, Barry. It's a pleasure sitting in this tower with you and singing these songs.
Well, hope you'll come again when you're in the neighborhood.
I will.
Joanne Rand is a singer and songwriter living in Arcata, California, who recently released her 10th album, Snake Oil and Hummingbirds. This interview was recorded on March 29th, 2010, in the Radio Curious Studios in Ukiah, California. The book Joanne Rand recommends is Universe, A Journey to the Edge of the Cosmos by Nicholas Cheatham. Copies of this and other editions of Radio Curious are available on our website, www.radiocurious.org. You can also subscribe to the Radio Curious podcast by clicking on our website. Our programs are also available in CD format. To get a copy, visit our website, radiocurious.org, for further details. And we appreciate your thoughts and ideas about our programming and do enjoy hearing from you. Our address is Post Office Box 7, Ukiah, that's UKIAH, California, 95482. Our email address is curious@radiocurious.org, and the phone number is 707-462-6541. Our programs are recorded in our studios in Ukiah, California. Hannah Bird heads our post-production staff. You've been listening to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Thank you for joining us.